Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Curry to the timeline. Left-hand dribble. Hand off to Draymond. On the weave to Durant. Durant, hand off. Klay Thompson. Up top comes left off the screen. Bounce pass Pachulia. Hand off. Durant flies down the baseline for a two-hand slam. Zaza Pachulia with his second assist of the quarter.
Live and local, this is Brandon Santiago and Victor Zaragoza on 95.7 The Game.
And welcome back to hour number three. We are here till 3 o'clock. It's Brandon Santiago. You can follow him at Twitter at BSantiagoSports. Yo, it's Julie Big Daddy Victor Zaragoza. You can follow me on Twitter at Big Daddy Z Sports, and we'll both show you the love right back. Zachariah, Daryl, El Gurro Johnson, they're up next at 3 o'clock to hang out with you going into the evening before the Warriors game coming up this evening. Tip-off is at 7:30, and that will be, of course, all right here on 95.7 The Game. But you can catch all the action prior to that with Damon Bruce. It all starts at 6 o'clock. He'll get you ready for the game, and then the wrap-up following the final buzzer with Matt Steinmetz, so you don't miss any of it right here on 95.7 The Game. And also online. You sound like Franco Fender for a minute.
No, yeah.
Also 95.7thegame.com, and also if you download the app as well. So we're ready for it, man. We're definitely ready for it. I want to give you a couple of things here, but first I want to read something off the text line. The PenskeAutoSales.com text line said, all Dubs have to focus on is getting the top seed in the West and home court throughout the playoffs. I'd hate to ask if that's enough, because that's, you know, pretty much the goal. You get that, and then you're pretty much in the driver's seat.
Enough as in terms of, like, you say you hate to ask if that's enough. Like,
yeah, because, I mean, you can't get any better than the number one seed. Right. You can't get any better than home court advantage. What I'm saying is, for the way Steve Kerr is mixing and matching and experimenting, those were his words, experimenting this year, is that, well, I'm sure that's every team's goal is to get the number one seed. But if they fall short of it, will they be okay with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, when you have firepower like that, it'd be great. I think the Warriors are going to get the number one seed in the West. I think they'll probably have the best record in the NBA when it's all said and done. However, if they don't, they have a team that can win on the road.
All right, but however, and that gets me to the next one in the 650, this text says, this version of the Clippers is the only team in the West that has a long shot prayer of knocking off the Dubs. I would have to agree.
See, this is my thing with the Clippers, and I know that I've talked to you about it, and I talked to a couple other folks. The Clippers have one thing that they have an advantage over every other team in the NBA. They have more continuity in terms of every other contender in the NBA, and I'll go through the actual contenders. The Warriors just got Kevin Durant. They pretty much changed their entire starting lineup, and they have a whole new bench. The Cavaliers, while they do have guys been around for the last couple of years, that's not as long as the Clippers have had their guys, but they're just now starting to figure out how to play with Kevin Love and Kyrie while making sure LeBron James is still the focal point of the offense. Then you have the San Antonio Spurs, who just let go of Tim Duncan just walked away, and Kawhi
retired.
Leonard is now the superstar. They're still getting acclimated to LaMarcus Aldridge. So they're, in terms of the contenders, no one has more continuity than the Clippers. So that's why I think you're seeing the Clippers get off to such a hot start. To me, continuity matters less after a full season and in the playoffs, because everybody has continuity at that point. So I don't know if the Clippers are really a contender. Of course, any team can beat any team, and the Clippers have a lot of talent. They can play well against the Warriors. I'm not buying it, Vic. I'm not buying the Clippers are the biggest threat to the Warriors. Period. I don't see that. I don't think the Clippers are. Who, right now, you tell me, who can guard Kevin Durant? Who? Who guards KD? We know Steph Curry cooks. Steph Curry would love, he eats Chris Paul for Thanksgiving dinner.
If Kevin Durant's coming into the paint, I would have to put it on Boogie Cousins.
But Boogie Cousins ain't playing for the Clippers?
You just mentioned the Clippers.
No, I'm saying the Clippers, yeah.
Oh, just the Clippers? Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, because even Big Ben right here, he just said Kawhi, and I said Kawhi could even,
no,
though
I mean,
he's small.
I'm sorry,
but
for the Clips.
For the Clips,
who
okay.
Who can guard Kevin Durant on the Clippers?
Slow him down, Durant. Jordan can get in his way, and maybe even Blake Griffin.
But They're not coming to the three-point line.
Yeah, but they're exactly not coming to the three-point line. I'm talking about in the paint, though. They need to go hard. If he goes in the paint, they can go hard in the paint with him.
But that's the thing. Kevin Durant is a 7-footer that pulls up from 25.
Exactly.
And so to me, that's why the Clippers, I'm interested to see that game. I still think the Warriors own.
His fadeaway shot is just nasty.
Nasty. Yeah. So that's what I think, Vic.
Yeah. No, okay, I'll give you that. So with all that being said, I have a couple of early season takeaways. The Golden State Warriors are sitting at 14-2.
Yep.
Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad at all. You know, 15-1 would be better. 16-0 would be even better. But we're sitting at
14-2.
14-2
was
pretty
good,
nothing you can
though.
Do about it right
there.
It's pretty
good.
And we're obviously going to talk to my man, Nate Duncan. You can follow him at Twitter at Nate Duncan NBA. He does so much. He's the NBA cap expert, so we can talk money with him.
That's good.
Money that you and I lack of. He's also a scout.
Maybe not you.
He's also an attorney, so if we need some help, we're good there. But he's also the host of the Twitter NBA show and the daily NBA Dunked on Pod. So he's got a lot of stuff that he does.
He's probably got a lot of jobs, man.
But he knows the NBA.
I'm sure.
So we'll be able to talk to him. So when we get to him coming up at 2:15, we'll be able to talk Warriors and around the NBA as well. So let me throw these at you, Mr. Brandon Santiago, and you let me know. These are some season takeaways so far.
Okay.
Only sitting at 14-2. There's a lot of basketball to be played. You know, the finals ain't until June. The last game at regular season is in mid-April. I get that. But from what I see so far, because a lot of people were coming out saying yay or nay from the get-go, have they surpassed that? And when I throw these lines at you, is it a yay, is it a nay, and why?
Okay.
All right. Number five. Klay Thompson is just fine.
Hell yeah!
Yeah!
Well, got a hell yeah out of
how
that.
Many times have we got it? Yes! I never worried about Klay. He's a shooter.
Remember, he started off, I hate to use the word sluggish or slumpish.
He did, though.
But he did. There you go.
He did, Vic. But I never, I don't, me and you both were like, well, Klay, we know Klay Thompson's going to get back on track.
Right.
I mean, that's what he does. Percentages even out. Numbers always regress to the mean, and that's what was going to happen. Klay Thompson is a great shooter. He didn't forget how to shoot because you have number 35 on the team. Yes, Vic, Klay Thompson to me is the best shooting guard in the NBA going both ways. I think James Harden right now is probably the best playmaker in the NBA. You got
to
say that.
You have to give it to him.
You know
what
I mean?
Right.
But he's still, I think to me, Vic, you might want to say James Harden is a point guard now. He plays the one a lot, Vic.
Yeah.
He's setting up in terms of shooting guard, catch the ball, shoot the ball, play defense on the other team shooting guard. I'll take Klay Thompson over every other shooting guard in the NBA.
All right, number four, the bench is a work in progress. From the very get-go, and you were one of them, you said that the bench has gotten better, but the bench hasn't really gelled like they did last year.
Yes.
We did lose a lot of players. I get that. And it's going to take some time. But a lot of people are saying, oh, it was even better than last year. Some people said no. So the bench is a work in progress. Can they continue to get better?
Vic, and you're right. I did say my outlook was this, that you have three superstars. You have two superstars, three all-stars that can score among the best in the league. So I figured that the bench was going to be playing with a star player at every given point in the game, and whether it was Kevin Durant or Klay Thompson or Steph Curry. Now, the bench has struggled more than I thought it would, but I still think this bench has the potential to be as good. They don't have the killer score that they did last year. You know what I mean? Barbosa, LB is a guy that comes in. He's still doing it with Phoenix, man. Gets you 15 points in a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
Quickly. Quicker than Mo Buckets, matter of fact, will come in and get some
off. Too.
Exactly. But they don't have that right now. Ian Clark has been doing his best impression of a microwave off-the-bench score. But he's not there yet.
Yeah.
And they don't have anyone that can come in and change the game in terms of a big man that can score. Now, I think Kevon Looney might be able to turn into something like that. David West has been a bust as of this point. So I do think the bench can be as good as it was. But up to this point, no, it hasn't been, Vic.
And we still haven't seen what Damian Jones can do.
There you go.
See, that he's still a...
He played last night, though, for the Santa Cruz Warriors.
Yeah, Cole, can you get numbers on him, please?
He had a couple of points.
He had a couple of points?
I think 7 rebounds.
Numbers on that, please. Damian Jones played with the Santa Cruz Warriors yesterday, just to make sure, last night. But, yeah, but that's another kid that, you know, you draft him, he has surgery, he goes down for a minute for rehab. That's another guy that we're hoping that he can come and be the entire package.
But none of those guys are going to come off the bench and get you buckets, which we know that Mo Buckets and Leandro Barbosa did.
Festus?
Well, Festus is playing with Portland.
Saying.
Yeah, you know, every so often, Steve Kerr even said, you know, when Festus gets in a game, sometimes we run a straight-up post play for him because he can every so often score that easy 2 points. We don't have that right now, Vic. We don't. We don't have an off-the-bench score. And so I still think that they have to find that. Whether Ian Clark can be that is yet to be known. Maybe Patrick McCaw turns into that. But he's more of a defensive player.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's more of a defender.
And he's still learning, too. But
yeah,
he's awesome, though. But he's awesome.
Great, great player.
Love the headband.
Oh,
I know,
man.
A lot of people don't like it. But
I like
I'm old school, so I like it. I know a lot of the younger kids are like, I hate that. Why is he wearing that? I like the headband.
He looks like an old school player.
Right? He does.
Yeah,
he does. All right, number three, Kevin Durant is comfortable with the Warriors. There was a lot of things going on from the get when we got him. Obviously, he got a lot of hatred. The big one that I heard was too many chefs in the kitchen is going to kill the meal. We all know Chef Curry is the only real chef. Well, really, his wife is. But, you know, they were talking about now you got Kevin Durant. You have a shooter in him. You have a shooter in Steph Curry. You have Klay Thompson. You have Draymond Green who likes to do his thing. How is all this going to work? Kevin Durant's not going to be comfortable.
Yeah, you know what? KD has been – everyone has been uncomfortable except for him, I would say. He's been the most comfortable. That brother has fit right in. Other players are still figuring out how to play around him, but KD has stepped in and does what he does best, and that's put the ball in the bucket, baby.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I'll say – go ahead, Vic.
No, I was going to say, you know what I'm looking at and learning from Kevin Durant? He said this. He's still a student of the game.
Yes.
He looks like the kid in school who comes in, doesn't say anything,
right,
doesn't really hang out with a lot of friends. I know it's totally different. What I'm getting at is he walks in, the coaches tell him, do this, and he does it.
I'll knock it out for you,
yeah,
coach.
Yeah, I'll knock it out for you. No questions asked. And coach, let me do it like this. Was this the right way? Yes. All right, let me perfect it. Or let me try to get as best as I can to perfecting this move right here. He's learning, and as he learns, he uses that and utilizes it in a real game.
I agree, Vic. You said it 100%. That's the kind of guy KD is, right?
Right.
The thing is, you know, me and Lucas, he's a guy who produces a lot. He's one of our producers on 95.7 The Game. Me and him got into it a little bit because he said, you know what? After the first few games, he thinks this should be Kevin Durant's team and that Kevin Durant should be the go-to player. Vic, I said it from the beginning. The Warriors play better when Steph Curry is their go-to guy.
Mm-hmm.
And once Steph has kind of caught on these last few games, that's when you've seen the Warriors' offense elevate. I still think the offense should run through Steph. And KD is the best player. Literally the best side dish in the entire universe. You can't get no better than it. But I still think that, you know, to go with our girl Courtney, Steph Curry's the turkey of this team. I'm sorry. He's the turkey of the team in a sense. He's the main dish.
He's the main dish.
He's
yeah.
the main dish.
She made that reference to Derek Carr.
Right.
If you said, if what dish would he be?
And what would you compare?
You know, what would compare yeah. it as a turkey dinner? Thanksgiving dinner.
And
she said turkey.
Steph, to me, this sounds a little better. Steph, to me, is the head rooster in charge.
Uh-huh.
And I still think he should be. And KD is.
There's another word for that.
I bet.
Okay.
Thank you. And KD, no doubt turkey. About it, is the best, by far and away, to me, the best side dish in the NBA, the best second option in the NBA. But I still think Steph should be the first option. And when Steph is, they play the best.
All right. And just for people who want to keep score, Damian Jones yesterday with the Santa Cruz Warriors, he had 2 points, 2 assists, and 7 rebounds. He's crashing the boards.
There you go.
All right. So, you know, not bad. So we'll see. They'll bring him up. Implement him little by little and see how he can actually break it down. Let's continue on. Here's Brandon Santiago, Victor Saragossa, 95.7 The Game. And I'm breaking down just a couple of takeaways from the season so far. They're sitting at 14-2, the Golden State Warriors. Let's go with number two. The defense has room for improvement. As soon as they let go of Bogut and picked up Zaza, that was something that we started from the very get-go,
yeah.
Move forward with it. They're doing better. They just have their league-leading third double-digits block game of the season.
Right.
But there's still a lot of room for improvement.
Vic, they may not ever be as good as they were a couple of years ago when they were the best offense and the best defense in the league at the same time.
By you saying that, though, do they have a chance at the finals then?
Yeah, no doubt about it, Vic. In the NBA, we know that offense it always beats good defense in the NBA. And so that's why I think if the Warriors can get back into that top 10, and like I said, I always look at field goal percentage against, that's the stat I'm looking at. They need to get in the top 10 for that.
All right, and before we bring on our next guest, Nate Duncan, let me get to the number one. The Warriors are going to be, if they ain't there already, the Warriors are going to be scary good.
Duh.
Have you stumbling.
No doubt
about it. Have you mumbling.
They already are. They already are putting up historically great offensive numbers.
But are they scary good, though?
What? You can't get scarier than this team right now, Vic. I don't think I've ever seen a team that can score with as much ease as these guys. There's nobody in the NBA that can compare on the offensive side of the ball. They can, Vic, if this team figures it out, and here's my prediction, they have a chance to sweep the playoffs. they do. They have a chance to go 16-0 in the playoffs. That's how scary good I believe they are.
All right, cool. We'll see what we get there. But you know what? We can ask this man and ask him if they're scary good. This man goes by the name of Nate Duncan. You can follow him at Twitter at NateDuncanNBA. He is an NBA cap expert. He's a scout. He's an attorney. He hosts a Twitter NBA show and also the daily NBA Dunked on Pod. This man does it all. Nate, good afternoon. How you doing?
Doing well, gentlemen. How about yourselves?
We're living life, living the dream, and we can't go wrong. We have the Golden State Warriors right here in our backyard. Ain't that correct?
Nate, I heard you also whittle wood. I mean, you do everything else, man. My goodness, you're a talented cat.
Yeah, I'm more a fan of air whittling, actually.
Nice.
There's an obscure Simpsons reference for you guys.
Love it. Thank you. I appreciate it. Air
Now, I know we can talk all around the NBA, but we were just talking about the Golden State Warriors. I was giving my co-partner here, my co-host, a couple of takeaways so far from the season. One of the big ones at the very end, I said the Warriors are going to be scary good, or are they there already, or how scary good are they going to be? What are you seeing from this team, Nate?
Yeah, the offense is there already. I heard you guys talking about that right before I came on, and I haven't looked at it since yesterday's game. It probably went down a little bit, but before yesterday's game, they were on pace to have the best offensive rating of points per 100 possessions in NBA history by almost 3 points.
Goodness gracious.
I mean, there's really no way to stop these guys from what we've seen so far. Maybe if teams really decide to switch everything, they can slow them down a little bit. But, you know, they've got Kevin Durant now who can kind of beat that strategy too.
Yeah, I think you said it. In terms of offense, this is potentially the best offense we've ever seen in the NBA. I know there's been a lot of talk about their defense not being as good as it was last year or the year before. Do you think, though, a high-powered, high-octane offense like this can ultimately have success in the playoffs without a top-10 defense? Right now they're at 15.
Yeah, well, I think actually as of yesterday I looked at it, they're up to 8th now in points per 100 possessions.
Okay.
They've had these last like 3-4 games, they've held teams down pretty well. But then again, these have not been good teams that they've been playing. I mean, Zaza has looked a lot better the last few games. He at least is a good positional defender, good rebounder. And then when they've played with Draymond Green at center, they've been pretty effective defensively. I do think they aren't going to have that incredible defensive starting lineup the way they did with Bogut. But I thought that Bogut's contributions were somewhat overrated. And we'll see. I mean, I really want to see what happens in this Clippers game coming up in a couple of weeks. And Houston as well will be another team that's a really good offense. What happens when they start going up against some really good offenses again?
Yeah, we play Houston in a couple of days. Nick, this is coming up week by that matter. But you just mentioned the Clippers, and somebody on the text line did mention that this version of the Clippers are the only team in the West that has a long shot prayer of knocking the Dubs off. How much truth is it to that now that they got Kevin Durant and lack of defense?
Yeah, I don't think I would still make the Warriors substantial favorites. And I think, you know, the way the Clippers played those first 10 games was actually an historic start. But I don't think that that's sustainable. Their bench in particular really overperformed. I mean, they were defending really well with most space on the floor, for example. And we know that that's not something that's sustainable based on his 3 years here. So I think that the Warriors would be substantial favorites in that matchup. And also the Warriors are probably better situated to withstand injuries as well if they were to hit.
Now, you know, I'm sure you can relate to this, but being in the Bay Area, sometimes it's hard to cover a team like the Warriors because you're trying to figure out angles and new ways to talk about them as opposed to just adding and heaping on the praise. But I think a couple of things that have stood out to me is I'm curious to see, how do you think JaVale McGee fits into this Warriors rotation as the next couple of months keep coming? Do you think he's a guy that potentially can get 15 to 20 minutes a game?
I don't think so, because I think his defense is really limited against some of the best teams. I do think that he really helps offensively because he can roll to the rim and get those alley-oops. They love looking for him on that. And when you have all the shooters and then the gravity of him rolling to the rim sucks in the defense as well, now they're even more unguardable. But defensively, he'll block some shots, but he's not really a great defensive rebounder. He's not helping them out much there. And just in the pick and roll and really, in his defensive assignments, he really struggles to execute. That's why an athletic freak like him has really, you know, struggled to hold on to a footing in his NBA career. I mean, if you watch closely, they're telling him where to go on every single possession, offensively and defensively, like Draymond Green or KD or Steph will be like pointing him where to go. So he's not quite there yet, and maybe may never be in terms of like the intelligence aspect on defense. But I think if he's spotted in the right matchups, he can provide something. But it's going to be, you know, 5 minutes a game, 10 minutes a game when they really get down to it in the playoffs.
You know, Nate, I think we're looking at a team right now that has been constructed to win now, but I am concerned with the future. I know you're an NBA cap expert. How do you think all these parts fit in post-2017? I know KD's going to re-up. He signed a one-year contract. Steph is finally going to get that big max contract, at least we think he is, that we know he deserves. How do you think all the pieces fit in terms of how do the Warriors stay under the cap and keep the core guys intact?
Well, there's two scenarios that can happen. One is that they're able to retain Andre Iguodala and Sean Livingston and Kevin Durant as well. For that to happen, essentially KD would have to take probably about $3 to $4 million per year less, or at least just for this one next year less, because otherwise they would not be able to keep the cap holds of Iguodala and Livingston on the book. Because as long as you keep those cap holds on the books, now you can go over the cap to pay them whatever you want, but you have to have enough room left to keep those on there. KD, if he wants to get paid the most that he possibly can, now you have to use your extra space on that, and you can't keep even those nominal cap holds on the books for Andre and Sean Livingston, and it gets a lot more difficult. So really, it's going to come down to a decision for him. Does he want to take $3 million less next year to allow them to keep those guys around? Otherwise, you're right, they could be in trouble. Those guys would probably end up leaving. And then KD, you know, was taking up all the space, and now you really only have the $2.7 million room exception, or I guess it would be about $2.9 next year, to go and get more players. So they could be a lot thinner next year if KD is his right to do, but, you know, he could make them a lot thinner if he says, I want that extra $3, $4 million.
That's why I just say, sign the check and pass it over, and I'm good. That's why they have agents, boy, because, I mean, yeah, it gets down to the nitty-gritty. You really have to know where to cross the T's and dot the I's.
Yes.
But, you know, these guys deserve it, and they're professionals, so that's why they should do what they do. Talking to Nate Duncan, he's our guest this afternoon. You can follow him at Twitter, at NateDuncanNBA. Now, I also understand you do a halftime thing with the Golden State Warriors. What is that halftime show all about?
So we were recruited by Twitter to start doing kind of an alternative to the normal studio halftime shows. Right now we're doing it just for one national game per week. If the demand is there, we'll probably do more. So it's not just Warriors games. It's basically we pick whatever the best matchups is in the national games, either Wednesdays or Thursdays in a given week, and we do a live streaming halftime and post-game show if you want kind of more of a deeper insight than the normal studio shows might provide.
Oh, cool.
Well, and we're going to get all
this
out. Yeah,
we're going to get all this information at?
Just look at my Twitter bio at NateDuncanNBA. You can follow me on Periscope at NateDuncanNBA, too. That's where we do the broadcast from.
Oh, cool. This is kind of cool. I'm going to definitely check that out, man.
Yeah, thank you. No, I appreciate it. I'll be looking into that. You know, in terms of halftime, you're going to have a halftime show tonight as the Warriors take on the Timberwolves. Tell me about what you've seen in the Timberwolves. I thought that Tom Thibodeau would come in and really institutionalize a defensive culture, but he seems to kind of have got this team going on offense, at least in the first half of games, and their defense is still lacking. Tell me about the talent you see on the Timberwolves, and what are some things that Warriors fans should watch out in terms of how the Timberwolves could potentially win this game tonight at home in Golden State?
Yeah, I mean, there is a ton of talent. It's just young talent, and that's why with their defensive execution, they struggled. Now, the big key for me is going to be, you remember that game where they actually beat the Warriors
yes.
in overtime when
Draymond
Green fouled out last year? The way they succeeded was they switched everything defensively, what we talked about earlier. So Tom Thibodeau usually doesn't like to do that. He likes to have his big men play a more conservative style. If they try and do that, they're just going to get lit up. As you mentioned, they've struggled defensively. If they just switch everything, try to go smaller too with Karl Towns at center, get Shabazz Muhammad some more time, maybe Bielisa, maybe old friend Brandon Rush will get a little bit of run. Then maybe they can keep up with the Warriors defensively. And this team has been, you know, they're really athletic in transition. That's been a Warriors issue. And also on the offensive glass, they're one of the best teams, and that's another issue that we know for the Warriors.
Yeah, Nate, I'll let you go on this, but I got a question in terms of what you've seen from the rookie Patrick McCall. We all love him in the Bay Area. I've already heard chance of getting this guy into the Hall of Fame, which is kind of hilarious, second-round draft pick. But what have you seen? Can this guy really kind of step in and maybe 2 or 3 years down the road be that next Andre Iguodala perimeter-type defender?
Well, the 2 or 3 years down the road is the important thing there, because he does have this great instinct for getting steals and cutting off the ball. His three-pointer has been dropping. I don't know how consistent that's going to be throughout this year as a rookie, but he's really, really skinny. And so if you go at him one-on-one at this point, like, you can just go right through him and score. You know, if he's going to be in this switching scheme, I think he's going to be a big target during the playoffs. So I don't know how much he can help there. I think he can be a good player now. And then even as for his defensive upside, I think he's more kind of a good help defender, a smart guy. Andre is so strong, so long. I mean, way more athletic. You remember he should have won that dunk contest, back early in his career. Like, McCaw is a nice athlete, but he's not that type of player. You know, if he's your number one defensive stopper, I don't know that he quite has that level of talent.
There you go. Well, Nate, we appreciate your time, your knowledge, and all your insight. We'll be talking to you soon, man, and you enjoy it. And we'll definitely have people go to your Twitter account so that way they can get that link so they can check out that NBA show every halftime on during the week on some of the big shows.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, good luck with that, man. Thank you much. Nate Duncan, you can follow him at Twitter and get all that information right there at Nate Duncan NBA. He does it all. He's the NBA cap expert, a scout, an attorney, host of the Twitter NBA show and the daily NBA Dunked on Pod. And like you said, some of the big shows that he does, a halftime show on Twitter. So that's kind of cool. And also his Periscope is the same, at Nate Duncan NBA.
He's also an Air Whittler, remember?
Air Whittler, right there. Yes. I think you and I do that very well,
right,
as well.
Right.
You know how we mentioned earlier how Chef Curry is the turkey of the thing. Somebody said, so Katie is the ham.
I like that.
We can do that.
I like that.
So what would Draymond be?
Draymond got to be, that's a good question. Let me think about it. Maybe the mashed potatoes.
He's the green beans.
He's the green beans, yeah.
No, mashed potatoes, Clay.
Oh, mashed potatoes. Why
is
that?
No, that's Zaza.
Zaza's the potato chips.
Zaza's the gravy.
Zaza's potato chips. I think Draymond might be mashed or you know what? Maybe Draymond is the bread, because he kind of soaks everything up. He kind of gets it. You know, you can put.
You're hungry, huh?
I am.
I can tell.
All right, here I go.
All right.
I
want to thank Nate so much for coming on with us. Coming up next, Brandon Santiago and myself, we actually do football picks. And we don't do very bad every once in a great while.
Yeah, well.
At least I don't.
There you go.
And you want to play against us? You want to win something? We'll give you all the details next. It's Brandon Santiago, Victor Zaragoza on 95.7 The Game. Warriors play-by-play voice Tim Roy talks does with Damon Bruce every Monday, brought to you by Porsche of Fremont. Opportunity waits at Porsche of Fremont, only on your new home of the Warriors, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Brandon Santiago and Victor Zaragoza on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back to 95.7 The Game.
Classic.
Brandon Santiago, he is at B Santiago Sports.
Yes, sir.
Yo, it's truly Big Daddy Victor Zaragoza. I'm my Big Daddy Z Sports. Hit us up anytime. We'll be glad to show you the love right back. Really do appreciate it. How can you play against these two knuckleheads on NFL picks? It's really simple, and you can even score yourself a $100 American Express gift card.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's really, really good. We're going to do our NFL picks, but let me tell you how you can do this. Go to 957thegame.com. Once you're on there, click on the contest page. Once you're on there, scroll down just a little bit and then look for the icon where it says Pro Football. Click on that and you can sign up. And yes, even though in this week, you can sign up now, week 12, it doesn't matter. You can play week by week. Play only 1 week. Get your card and bounce if you want to play that way. So you didn't have to play the entire season. Don't worry about it. It only goes week by week. So this week, if I can get – I'm getting old, man. I got to get my glasses on here. I know I'm going to mess up the last name, but he's out of Hayward. It's Brian Cowells, I believe the last name is C-A-U-W-E-L-S, Cowells. Brian Cowells out of Hayward got 13 out of 14 games correctly. 13 out of 14 games correctly, and he scores himself a $100 American Express gift card.
Great cash, homie.
There it is. And also invited for two to join us for a special playoff viewing party in January and overnight stay at the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa in Reno. So, Brian, out of Hayward, congratulations on your $100 American Express gift card. But this week I am playing under protest. Yeah, I am playing under protest because as we go to our picks for the week, I was 13 out of 14.
Goodness gracious.
The only game I missed, I gave Jared Goff the benefit of the doubt for the L.A. Rams.
Yes.
I just thought the L.A. Rams defense was going to be enough to stop Jay Ajayi from the Dolphins and stop the entire offense, and they did. They did because 36 seconds left on the clock, they come back and scored a touchdown.
And go ahead to win. The only thing that matters is when them clocks see triple zeros.
Exactly.
What the score is.
36 seconds left. They win, they score, and they take it. Otherwise, I would have won 14 for 14. Mind you, I can't get the American Express gift card.
Okay, like I said, haven't seen that in writing. I want to see that in writing.
Well, you know, Brandon, you really don't have anything to say. Being because of the fact that, where did you go last week? You went. Oh, you didn't do too bad. You went 10 out of 14.
Boom.
Yeah, you went 10 out of 14, so it's not bad at all.
Holla at me, homie. All right.
So,
working on it.
So for the season, you and I, in case people want to take points again, which is people have a lot of points.
Yes.
You are sitting with 82 points. And I'm sitting with 92 points.
So what's better, 82? I'm trying to care. Okay, because you carried one.
I do believe 92.
All right, cool. Congratulations, man.
I do believe 92.
Congratulations.
But here's a good thing. Right now, we are, because of the Thanksgiving games, we're both 3-0, so we're good.
You already know it.
Yeah, come on now.
I'm coming for you, Vic. I'm coming for you. This is the week that I make my furious comeback, Vic. And by furious comeback, I mean I'm going to eat a lot and hope I win some games.
Okay. Well, good luck with that, bro.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So anyway, 95.7thegame.com. Click on the contest page and then click on the pro football icon. And then you can register right there if you haven't already. And if you're already in there, by all means, good luck this week. And I hope you do well. And even if you didn't pick the Thursday games, it doesn't matter. You can still jump in.
Hop in
anytime.
Some pretty good Thursday night games, right?
The Cowboys-Redskins games was one of the highest-rated football games this season
so far.
After when everyone was talking about how they'd taken a dump in the ratings, but they said that Cowboys game. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys,
10-1. I told Guru. Guru is a diehard Cowboys fan, and I know I upset him. I know he doesn't.
You made him a little upset.
Doesn't hate me, and if he does, he hates me in a good way with a lot of love.
All right, that sounds
but
curious.
I told him, and I said this on here, Tony Romo will not see the day of light behind that center again for the Cowboys. He didn't believe me. And look what happened. I see something in Dak, and Dak is doing something. You don't see this from rookie quarterbacks.
It's true.
You don't see this with rookie running backs.
It's true.
Especially when they're both on the same team at the same time in the backfield.
It's true, Vic.
Elliott and Dak Prescott are amazing.
If you want to crown them, then crown your ass.
I'm not going to crown them.
Super Bowl contenders over here, huh?
But they're the number one seed in the NFC. I'm going to run with that.
All right.
Will
they
make it to the Super Bowl? I always say it. It's a different game in any sport when you make it to the Super Bowl because that record goes right out the window. It means nothing.
But you know what? I like Kirk Cousins. He's the awkward turtle of the NFL. He's just awkward. He's trying his hardest to be
awkward turtle
of the NFL. He's trying his hardest to be so cool. And yeah, I like Kirk. But you just play the game. We don't want to see you. It was so funny to see him like scream kiss his GM because it was like a scream, but his lips were directly on the GM's cheeks.
But he said like something like, "How do you like me now?
How you like me now?" Kirk, relax, brother. You just lost. He won that game, but that was a good game. Even the Lions and Vikings game. I don't know what happened to the Minnesota Vikings. I still though talk about falling off a short cliff.
They won 5-0 run, and then they lost 5 in a row.
Yeah,
right?
I think it might be 6 now.
6 in a row, and then they lost. Well, I mean, they did win the other day, so
that was a heartbreaker. The Lions won.
No, they lost. They lost Thursday, but I'm saying the week before they did win.
Okay.
So you're thinking they're back, but no.
No, and the Lions, I don't know what they're 7-4. They still have a franchise quarterback. They have offensive weapons. I don't know what they are, Vic, but can they compete with the Dallas Cowboys? I don't know who. Still, to me, the NFC is so murky. The Seahawks have the best defense in that conference, but can they compete with the run game and the offensive line of the Cowboys? The Cowboys might have the road to the Super Bowl, Vic.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be Cowboys and Seattle in the NFC Championship
game.
I really do believe that.
So
you never know.
You don't believe in the Redskins. You don't think the Redskins have a shot.
It's not that I don't believe in. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I said all of a sudden they're just gelling. It was just 3, 4, 5 weeks ago when – everybody wanted Kirk Cousins' head.
Yes.
They were saying that he was the problem, wasn't happening, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, he just resurrected again.
Yeah.
And then he, well, again, he just resurrected. And then now he's finding himself with just about everybody.
He threw for almost 500
smooth.
Yards last night.
And playing smooth.
Playing great. Or a couple nights ago.
Yeah, so I'm like, maybe.
Interesting conference over
maybe,
there.
Maybe, yeah. And then you still got the Giants. You can't count out Eli. Eli, for some reason, one day he'd be like, oh, my God, what happened to him? And then next thing you know, it's like, there's a guy who's won two Super Bowls.
Vic, you know what? You can't count out the Falcons. We know they have a high-powered offense,
this
at least.
This is true. They don't have a defense, but they have a high-powered offense. And New Orleans. I mean, New Orleans does not have a great record.
Yeah.
But if they can get there, they can get in a shootout with you.
I don't know what's happened to Green Bay. I think, to me, Green Bay has been, not by far and away, the second biggest disappointment apart from the Carolina Panthers. But Green Bay is in shambles right now, Vic. Hopefully this weekend they can figure it out against a team in Philadelphia that has been playing well for most of the season but always seems to make some boo-boo mistakes when it counts. Yeah. Their defense is great, but they still have a rookie quarterback, so we'll see what happens. But I guess we can get to our picks then, speaking of NFL games.
Well, we kind of ran out of time.
Oh, I'm sorry
about
that.
So let's take a quick break, and then we'll be back, because I believe Daryl Guru Johnson is going to be jumping on with us, and then that we'll take care of our picks at that time as well. So we good with that?
Yeah.
All right,
we're
good
with
that.
So
there you go. So that was just our thoughts on the Cowboys, on the NFC side more than anything.
Yeah.
AFC, it's still up in the air.
I really do believe
there's going to be three teams out of the AFC West. They're going to make the playoffs.
Potentially, for sure.
I really do believe. But we'll talk about that later stuff. So anyway, we'll come back with our picks, and we'll have Daryl and Guru Johnson, I believe, is coming on next with us as well. So that way he can talk about what he and Zachariah are going to be talking about coming up next. So don't go anywhere. It's Brandon Santiago, Victor Saragossa, 95.7 The Game. And also, I don't want you to miss Warriors Wednesday on 95.7 The Game, featuring a Warriors president of basketball operations and general manager Bob Myers at 1:30 p.m. Brought to you by Walnut Creek Porsche, a 2016 Premier Porsche dealer and Premier Kia of Newark, the go-to dealer for the greater Newark area.
How do you like me now? How do you like me now?
Now back to Brandon Santiago and Victor Zaragoza on 95.7 The Game.
Regulators, mound up. It's 95.7 A Game. Brandon Santiago, Victor Saragossa, and the one and only, we love this man, Zachariah. What's up,
it's
my brother?
Dude.
Quote of the day.
Uh-oh, here we go.
To prove that I listen. I love listening to y'all.
Nice.
He called them the Houstons. Was that it?
Earlier? Yeah, Brandon Santiago called them the Houstons.
What?
The Houstons.
What?
I know. It got mixed up, man. I can't. Where is Houston?
It's expansion team.
Houston's in Texas.
They're moving
right?
to Vegas.
Are they coming? We just don't know about it. Did he break news?
Yeah, he broke
breaking news.
Yeah.
Sounder.
The Houstons.
Big Ben. The Houstons.
That
was so good. I was coming over and I was dying laughing on that. We have Matt
Williamson.
I also
said that 8 times 8 was 36. I don't know if you caught that.
Because Brent Burns just signed a new contract, 8 years worth, about average of $8 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I said 8 times 8. Do the math. He's all 32.
I'm like, dude, really? Hey, I got dyslexia. All right, fellas.
Hey, I didn't major in math or science, so I'm not judging you on that at all. But the Houstons was hilarious. The Houstons. You just made the Houston Texans the Houstons.
There it is. Working on it.
Matt Williamson, 3:30. Oh, nice. Eric Adelson, 4 o'clock. Scott Baer, 4:30.
Nice. I like Scott Baer.
And Jerry Zagoda, Minnesota Timberwolves.
I like the way you do
that.
Very nice.
No, Italian.
I make everybody Italian.
I like it.
Everybody's Italian.
Nothing wrong with that. You got to ask Scott Baer about Alden Smith. Everyone in the Maws been asking, tweeting, calling. And then, of course, we got into a debate about that. Maybe you want to ask?
You're perfect, man.
Come on, man.
Are you trying to make me mad?
I wanted to ask you.
Simple question.
I don't know. I don't like the system. How do you not have a system in place? And what are your thoughts?
Come on, man. I'm trying to keep my blood pressure down.
Okay, good. I think we agree then.
So we agree then.
What the hell is going on there?
It's ridiculous.
Thank you.
They are acknowledging that he's applied for reinstatement, but they're not going to talk about it until he's been reinstated.
Because of Thanksgiving.
How about you give an actual sentence to somebody? I don't care if I get in trouble. Tell me what I'm getting in trouble for and how long I'm
going to
be in trouble. No, you guys pissed me off, man.
Good.
I didn't mean to be angry this
early. Good. It's all right.
No.
That's how I was feeling.
No, apologize to Guru. That's it.
I don't care if he's out for 5 years.
Right.
say that he's out for 5 years. The whole I'm not going to address it makes me red in the face.
Have a system.
And I rarely get red in the face.
And you're red in the face now.
No, I am.
Yeah. Zach, I said, have a system.
Felt that, like you set me up.
Me and you were on the same.
Tell me what you're doing. Exactly. I don't care what you're doing. Just tell me what you're doing.
Are you trying to make my head explode?
Exactly. My head is exploding on this. I hate this. Uh-oh. I hate this. And this whole thing is like the Loch Ness Monster. What's going on with Alden Smith?
No,
I'd like to have him back. You know where I'd like to have him? On the defensive line for the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. Thank you.
Chasing after Cam Newton.
Me too.
That would be nice.
Me too.
I'll be there, by the way.
All right, dude.
I'll hit you up.
yeah, hit me up.
Oh, I'm fine. You guys, you brought the one thing up that literally makes me so angry.
I didn't even know. That's awesome.
I'm a happy guy, man. Hey, I hug everybody. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But when it comes to, when it comes to Alden Smith, it's that.
That's how I feel, though. Hey, me and you at least agree on
just
that.
Just address it, man. Yeah. Address it. I don't care what the verdict is. I care about getting the verdict.
Amen. Have a system.
And it's on some, we can't go Rays. I'm not going to go.
You obviously have
listened. So you don't disappoint.
You have to our show then.
I wish I was black.
Yeah. I go race frequently, but I'm going to leave this alone. I'm just going to say that I feel like if it was a person of a different ethnicity, that things would be going differently in terms of Alden Smith.
Well,
is that okay? If that was Wes Welker, do you not think we'd have a verdict now?
Tom Brady got four games, and then we brought him right back in.
At least we knew.
Yeah.
At least we knew.
Josh Brown, 28 times. A police report says he's assaulted his wife.
For what?
There you go.
He got one game. I was going Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon, too.
Josh Gordon, too.
But Josh Brown, though, the Giants kicker.
Weed is not an offense.
Not in this state, at least.
In the NFL.
Not in
legal
this state,
now,
at least.
Right?
Not in this state.
I'm bringing you guys to a very controversial state, and I apologize.
No, it's fine. It's fine, because we're out of here in 9 minutes. You're the one that's coming in.
All right. So. No, I'm just saying, man. The whole not addressing it thing is a problem for me. I don't care what the verdict is. I care about getting the verdict. And to not address it and to not say that you're doing whatever you're going to do is the biggest problem for me, more than whatever the actual verdict ends up being.
There's not a system, and there's no checks and balances. I read the thing.
And he doesn't care
at all.
He's defiant about
it. At all.
It's almost, I mean, not to go Donald Trump, but he's Donald Trump about it.
Ooh.
He's this and that and whatever. You deal with the rest.
I'm the commissioner. I make the rules, is what he's saying.
I got a problem with that.
This is a part of the show where I apologize to Zachariah. Yeah. We're sorry we got you heated.
No, it's all right.
I loved it. That was awesome. Thank you, Zach. I appreciate it.
You brought up the one thing that was going to get my goat.
Cool. Wow.
All right.
Wow.
That's awesome. Anything I hope he's not reinstated next week so we can ask him again about it.
Anything calm to talk about? I'm going to Brandon's church at some point.
Yes, man.
Oh, actually, I'm off tomorrow.
Boom.
After here.
Right, I'm sure. Yes. Come through. I've actually already
been. I'm going to the Raider game, but I can go to church and the Raider game, right?
I've told people. They're excited to meet you, by the way. I'm going. They're like,
tomorrow.
Oh, Zachariah from the radio?
It's done.
It's like, he's a real person,
what
man.
What time and where?
11 o'clock. 35th and School Street, Shiloh Church.
Can I still make the Raider game?
Of course, man. You can leave a little early.
Can I meet up with you at the Raider game?
Yeah, we'll be tailgating. Yeah, come on by.
Yeah, he won't be at church.
You
gonna come?
But you pray for me, bro.
There you go. Every day. Every day. Every day. Every day.
I'm gonna get changed tomorrow, man.
I hope.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna come back a different man.
I hope, man.
But then you're gonna go to the Raider games, and it's gonna come right all back.
Oh,
that's true.
Look at this guy.
That's gonna change me back.
The devil,
he's right.
Hey, the devil on one shoulder, the angel on the other. Hey, you got Vic, the Sith Lord. I'm trying to Yoda, and you over here.
I love you guys.
Coming to the dark side.
I love you too, man.
I love you too, brother.
That's Zachariah right there.
Great
always
stuff,
bringing it. It's Zachariah, Daryl, and Guru Johnson. They're up next at 3 o'clock. So you definitely want to hang out with them, because they will take you all the way until 6 o'clock.
Yeah, well,
because at 6 o'clock is gonna be the pregame, getting ready for the Golden State Warriors to tip off at 7:30 against the Minnesota Timberwolves. So they will be good to go. Hold on a second. Before you say anything, let me read this real quick. I want to let you know that you can catch the Verizon Warriors warm-up with Damon Bruce 90 minutes before every Warriors game. Verizon Warriors warm-up built by Dolan's Lumber, doors and windows, and only on your new home of the Golden State Warriors, 95.7 the game. So make sure you do not miss out on that at all.
We got our picks, so I don't want to waste any more time.
Oh, yeah, we got time. We got,
Okay, cool.
3.5 minutes, good, so we're good. All right, let's go through the picks real quick. Arizona at Atlanta. We were just talking about Atlanta. Atlanta ain't no one to punk with. There's someone to reckon with. I'll tell you. There's someone to reckon with, though. I'll tell you that much. And they're playing in the ATL. Arizona, the bird versus the bird. Who's going to come out ahead on this one, sir?
Fitting for a Thanksgiving weekend,
amen,
right?
The
battle
there
of the birds. Atlanta. Atlanta's a better team right now. Plain simple. I thought Arizona was going to be a Super Bowl contender, NFC contender. They're not. I got Atlanta.
Green Bay at Philadelphia. Green Bay, I'm saying it now, they're just not the powerhouse they used to be. They're hurting a lot, and obviously they were hurting a lot without any running back. Ty Montgomery had to play the double role of a wide receiver and a running back, and it wasn't that bad
That's true.
A running back. They finally got Starks back. They're starting to pick it up a little bit. Starks didn't do very much last week, but I still think against Philadelphia, they're just going to be flying all over them, pun intended. So
nice.
I got Philadelphia on this one.
I got Philly, too, and for an organization that's known for its continuity and its consistency, I don't know what you're going to get week to week with the Green Bay Packers. Philadelphia Eagles right now are also a better team.
KC at
it's
Denver.
A big one, Vic.
That's a big one right here. KC at Denver. I know Raider Nation, you're like, can they just end in a tie? That would actually be kind of nice, but if you had to root for somebody, Raider Nation, I know it's hard to
Raider Nation.
But you want the Denver Broncos to win.
I agree.
That's what you need right there because of the tiebreaker. KC already beat us.
Yes.
They beat us here at home, so we would have a better advantage if KC lost this than Denver. A tie would be nice.
Yes.
But if it comes down to it, so only because of the implications, blah, 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 and the AFC West is very powerful right now, I'm going to go with Denver in the victory at home against Kansas City.
And you know what, Vic? I don't think it's just wishful thinking. I think you're absolutely right. Denver is going to beat Kansas City. Kansas City, to me, has the most stifled offense right now because it can't throw it past 25 yards. They're the only other team in the NFL besides the Houston Texans, who can't throw the ball 25 yards down the field. I think the Denver Broncos figure out a way to exploit Alex Smith tomorrow. Denver wins. And I guess it's a pick your poison, but Denver's a good team. They also scare me as well. We got to play them the last game of the season in Denver.
The 49ers are in Miami against the Dolphins. The 49ers are fighting history when they take on the Dolphins. A loss would be the first time in Niners history to have 10 straight losses. They already have a franchise record with having one coach having 9 losses in a row, and that is of Chip Kelly. They did lose 9 in a row back in the 70s, but that was a combination of 2 different coaches. One was fired within the actual losing streak.
Winning with class.
So Chip Kelly is not winning with class. He needs another win to keep it going. We can get into that all day long, but let's just break it down real quick. I'm sorry, Niners. I just think that Dolphins are just a little too much, especially playing at home. And then you have a guy by the name of Jay Ajayi who's just going to run.
Yeah, I will say the Niners played great in the first half last week.
And no, they did.
You know, I was impressed. I thought they finally figured out a way to put it all together. Let's build off of that. You know what? Forget about the score. In my opinion, forget about the score. Forget about the second half.
So you're picking the Niners?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. But build off of that, Vic, because you know what? I have a feeling, and I hate to say this, that you might have a whole new system next year. Chip Kelly's going to Oregon, Vic.
All right.
Chip Kelly's going to Oregon.
You got to Google it.
He's going to Oregon.
Raiders, Panthers. Panthers are here at home. You'll catch all the action right here on 95.7 The Game. And, of course, you'll catch the pre-show, the kickoff. It all starts at 11:30 at Raiderville in the parking lot of the Coliseum. If not, catch all the action right here on 95.7 The Game. This is simple for me. Panthers are just hurting way too much. They're not the same 15-1 team from last year, even though I'm going to call them lucky. This year, they're hurting. A lot of players are out. A lot of key players are out. Raiders are just going to run all over them, pass all over them. I got a Raider victory on this. I just want to say with ease.
I don't know, Vic.
For
they
someone
scare
to say
me.
This. They, don't,
they scare me. They
you're
have
scared
a,
of everything.
I am. But they have a high-potent offense, Vic. They have a really good offense. They have one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. The Raiders can't stop anybody. I still think the Raiders are going to win, but I don't think it's going to be with ease, Vic. I don't know. Yeah. I think it's going to be a closer game than you think.
Really? Not high-scoring?
It could be. This could be. Should be a
but
crash.
It should
be a high scoring. Both of the teams can score. Vic.
All right. Well, we'll see you out there at the Raider game tomorrow. I'll be out there hanging out. So much love. 11:30 is when it all kicks off. The Raider pregame inside the Coliseum at Raiderville. So we'll definitely see you out there. Family, have a great and safe rest of your weekend. Zachariah, Daryl, Guru Johnson, they're up next. Cole, we appreciate you. Thank you for producing the show. Big Ben, you are the man behind the boards. Always appreciate you. Jamie just walked up, but we'll thank him as well. Brandon Santiago. He is at B Santiago Sports.
Boom.
I am at Big Daddy Z Sports, and we will see you next time around, which is next Saturday. It is 95.7 The Game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.